Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 12th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So yesterday was one of those days where if you step back and look at the announcements together, the picture they paint is more important than any single headline. Four major platforms all moved on AI-powered commerce advertising within a 24-hour window, and the message is unmistakable. The advertising layer is moving inside the conversation. Let me walk you through what dropped. OpenAI launched product feed ads in its Ads Manager beta. This means retailers can now connect their product catalogs directly to ChatGPT's advertising system, and products will surface naturally within conversations. If a customer asks ChatGPT about running shoes for flat feet, your product can show up in that response with a connected feed, just like Google Shopping, but inside a chat interface. Amazon announced it's turning Alexa into a full shopping agent with advertising baked in, so brands can now pay to be part of Alexa's purchase recommendations. Walmart Connect audiences became available inside Google Display and Video 360, letting advertisers target shoppers based on actual Walmart purchase data across YouTube and the programmatic web. And Pinterest signed a $4 billion deal with AWS, its biggest ever, to power the next phase of AI-driven visual search and shopping. What makes this moment different from the gradual AI rollouts we've been covering is the sheer simultaneity. Every major platform has decided at roughly the same time that AI-mediated shopping is the primary battleground and advertising will fund it. For merchants, the practical takeaway is that your product feed just became your single most important marketing asset. It's not just for Google Shopping anymore. It's the data layer that connects you to ChatGPT, Alexa, Walmart, Pinterest, and whatever comes next. If your feed has thin descriptions, missing attributes, or low-quality images, you're invisible across all of these services at once. Switching to the partner side, Shopify published a changelog update that every app developer and merchant with checkout extensions needs to know about. They've expanded the Shopify AI toolkit to support migrating checkout and customer account UI extensions to Polaris Web Components, and here's the important part. Starting October 1st, 2026, Shopify CLI will block app updates if any extensions are running on API versions 2025.07 or earlier. That's a hard deadline, not a suggestion. Apps that don't migrate won't be able to push updates at all, which means no bug fixes, no security patches, nothing. If you're a merchant relying on third-party checkout apps, you should be asking those vendors right now about their migration timeline. And if you're a developer, the AI toolkit is designed to automate the repetitive conversion work, handling React to Preact migration and component mapping, so there's no excuse for waiting until September. On the retail side, there's an interesting story developing at Stitch Fix. The company just posted its fifth straight quarter of revenue growth, with net revenue per active client hitting $578, its highest level ever. Active clients ticked up quarter on quarter for the first time since 2021. CEO Matt Baer, who came from Macy's 3 years ago, has shifted the company's focus from growth at all costs to cultivating sticky, high-value customers, and the data suggests it's working. What's particularly relevant for our audience is that Stitch Fix is essentially proving the value of AI-powered personalization at scale. Their entire model relies on using customer data to curate better assortments and improve the shopping experience. In a world where every platform is racing to build AI shopping assistants, Stitch Fix has been doing exactly that for years and is now showing measurable results. It's a case study in how data-driven personalization translates to revenue when executed well. And one more thing worth flagging. Instagram expanded its Your Algorithm topic controls to the main feed, giving users more say in what content the algorithm shows them. For e-commerce brands marketing on Instagram, this means your content needs to be clearly tied to recognizable audience interests and categories because users now have explicit controls to amplify or suppress the types of content they see. Generic brand posts that don't map to clear interest categories risk being filtered out entirely. The thread connecting everything today is that AI is no longer the future of commerce, it's the present infrastructure. Advertising is being rebuilt around it, checkout platforms are migrating to serve it, retailers are proving its value, and even social media is giving consumers AI-powered controls over their own feeds. The merchants who recognize this shift and act on it now are building the foundation for the next era of e-commerce. That's your On Tap Daily for June 12, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.